There you heard Irish Moods and their interpretation of the song On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. Now, the Lee is the river on which Cork stands, but we're going from the south of Ireland, where Cork is, right up to the north of Ireland, where Belfast is, because Belfast stands on the River Laggan, that flows not only to Belfast, but through other parts of Northern Ireland. And recently, I procured a double album of the new Barleycorn. It's a live recording again. Well, it's a recording of a live performance, let's put it that way. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll let them introduce it. But it's a lovely song.
Well, this next song, ladies and gentlemen, traces the flow of the River Laggan from its source in Slievecrub right down to Belfast Lough. And it's called My Laggan Softly Flowing.
The morning, the sun begins to rise, reflecting on her waters, the movement of the sky. As slowly she rolls onwards, disturbed I cannot see, through fields and rolling meadows, as local in the street. My Laggan, she flows softly from Slievecrub down to the sea, through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast's salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. The years pass slowly onwards, and changes soon unfold. No more horses pulling the barges filled with coal. The old blockades have rotted, the pathways overgrown, but still I love to see her as slowly she grows old.
Come on, Longus.
My Laggan, she flows softly from Slievecrub down to the sea, through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast's salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. Old memories, they are precious, and they are brought to light as you walk along the towpath in the evening's fading light. But even now the nightlife begins a brand new day, a ripple on the surface, and a trout swims on her way.
All together.
My Laggan, she flows softly from Slievecrub down to the sea, through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast's salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. To Belfast's salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends.
Great song there. Thank you very much.
Barleycorn. And that was a beautiful song. I have to say that I haven't heard that before. Now, it may come as a surprise to you, but it is true. The new Barleycorn, telling us all about the softly flowing the Laggan. And of course, you've heard of the song. We played it before, My Laggan Love, which is around the same area. Now, we've come from Belfast. We're going to County Waterford. In fact, we're going to Waterford City because we're going to play Val Doonigan. But he was originally from that area and made a life for himself travelling around with the shows here in Ireland before moving to London to become a television icon. That's the word, a television icon. And he's made lots and lots of albums. And I said at the beginning of this programme that this was a lot of self-indulgence. And this is my favourite Val Doonigan track. When we were kids, when we get into bed at night, we used to dream, daydream or nightdream, whatever. And, well, this sums it up wonderfully. And I want you to listen to the end. There's a wonderful line that says, "Isn't it sad that our children should grow into people?" And can I say that my wife always says that when she sees young children. She said, "I wish we could freeze them and keep them small forever. Isn't it sad that our children should grow into people?" This is a wonderful poetic piece of music, if I can use such a term, and it describes children beautifully. Val Doonigan.
Children are people who live in a land made of raindrops and puddles and pebbles and streams, solemnly watching a twig as it sails on a clear crystal pool to an island of dreams. There go a pair who have just built a city of mud, and it's real. They know that mud doesn't look very pretty, but ooh, how it feels. This little boy greets the snow with a smile. That little girl has discovered an isle made up of pillows. One little fellow is friends with the wind in the willows. All of them children and all are mysterious people. I can remember when I was a boy that my bed was a ship that I sailed through the night. And I remember the world as a place that was eager and loving and shiny and bright. Where is the boy who was friends with a rainbow and once rode upon? Where is that shy and mysterious person? Oh, where have I gone? I can remember I once said my prayers, but now I stand by while my children say theirs, watching them kneeling. And I could cry that one day they'll forget all that they're feeling. Oh, what a shame that our children should grow into people.
Val Doonigan and Mysterious People. That was the actual name of that track. And there's some wonderful lines in it, isn't it? Mud and oh, how it feels. It's some tremendous, as I said at the beginning, a poetic piece of music. Now, we've spoken often on Sounds Irish about the show band era, when in the late 50s, early 60s, and through right through to maybe to the 80s, we in Ireland, and I think it was really specifically Irish phenomenon, this show band thing, where bands who used to play in the halls originally playing Glenn Millery sort of big band music suddenly changed their style and started playing pop music of the day and imitating the records and the songs of the day. People like Elvis Presley and Pat Boone and Jim Reeves, singers started coming up here, appearing in Ireland, who were the sort of impersonators of these people. In fact, I used to do a bit of it myself. When I was with the Jack Ruan band in Ballina, I used to do the Pat Boone numbers and try as hard as I could to sound like Pat Boone. But please don't tell Pat Boone that. But one of the leading show bands was the Mighty Avons. They all had wonderful names, these show bands. The Clipper Carlton, the Mighty Avons. And their lead singer was a guy called Larry Cunningham. Larry is no longer with us. He's gone to God. Now, his big hit was Lovely Leitrim. But if I get time, I'll play that one towards the end of the programme. But now I'm going to play Larry Cunningham. Larry was the sort of Jim Reeves impersonator with the Mighty Avons. And he actually appeared, I think, in Carnegie Hall at one time. He did a lot of travelling around with the bands. And here is his interpretation of the song Doonaree. And have a listen. Imagine Jim Reeves singing this.
If you ever go to Ireland, I'm sure you will agree to take the road from Dublin town, way down to Doonaree. And when you find the wishing well beyond the chestnut tree, in a shady nook by a winding brook, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Doonaree with the sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of a leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling water, to go back home, never more to roam, is my dearest wish of all. And if you take the hilly path to the woods where bluebells grow, where we as barefoot children fled so many ago, you'll find the slumbering castle there beside the water mill, in a shady nook by a winding brook. Will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Doonaree with a sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of a leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home never more to roam, is my dearest wish of all. You go back home, never more to roam, is my dearest wish of all.
Larry Cunningham there, and telling us all about Doonaree, a song that was written by a good friend of mine. She's also gone to God, Mayo Higgins there. And as I say, Larry Cunningham and Doonaree. Now, we were talking there about show bands and dance halls and things. Well, I know I didn't mention dance halls, but what happened was that in the show band era, a huge big barn of buildings start to appear on the outskirts of some of the towns in the rural parts of Ireland where these show bands used to appear. On a weekly basis, they might be a dance there on a Friday night and on a Sunday night. And these places, these dance halls could hold thousands of people, and these bands used to come. Now, I have a theory about how all this faded out. At first, it was a huge phenomenon, the show band thing. And people used to come for miles around to hear these show bands. But when you got into the hall, all you could purchase was coffee and soft drinks, lemonade, or as we call them, minerals. That's all. But then eventually somebody had what they thought was a bright idea, and some of these dance halls started procuring liquor licenses. Well, it began to go downhill then because, well, all sorts of things started to happen and people wouldn't go to these dance halls anymore, and the show band phenomenon faded out. Now, that's only Joe Boller's theory on it, right? So thus endeth the first lesson. But before the dance halls, in the rural parts of Ireland in the 19th century, people used to dance at the crossroads. They used to meet at the crossroads on a Sunday evening, and there they would have their ceilidh music. They would have their reels and their jigs, and they would have set dancing, which is a type of Irish dancing. And here's Michael O'Duffy. I played Michael O'Duffy a couple of weeks ago, and I got a wonderful email from a listener in England who said, could we hear more of Michael O'Duffy? She used to listen to him when she was a young child growing up in England. He used to be on the radio. He did, actually. But here, Michael O'Duffy is telling us all about the Kerry dances, dances that took place in County Kerry. Well, I think it was certainly would be in the 19th century anyway. Beautiful Kerry dances from Michael O'Duffy. And if you listen to the lyrics, you'll get the idea. They didn't have a band, they had a piper.
The days of the Kerry dancing, ah, the ring of the piper's tune, ah, for one of those hours of gladness, come, alas, like our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it all, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, ah, the ring of the piper's tune, ah, for one of those hours of gladness, come, alas, like our youth too soon. Was there ever a sweeter colleen in the dance than Eilie Moore, or a prouder lad than Thady as he boldly took the floor? Lads and lasses, to your places, up the middle and down again, ah, the merry-hearted laughter ringing through a happy glen. Oh, to think of it all, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, ah, the ring of the piper's tune, ah, for one of those hours of gladness, come, alas, like our youth too soon. Time goes on, and the happy years are dead, and one by one the merry hearts are fled. Silent now is the wild and lonely glen, where the bright glad laugh will echo ne'er again. Only dreaming of days gone by, in my heart I hear loving voices of old companions stealing out of the past once more, and the sound of the dear old music, soft and sweet as in days of yore. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune, oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth, too.
Now, this next track is longer than our usual tracks. I just thought I'd point that out to you first. And this is one of my favourites. Regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know, oh, here goes Joe again playing his favourite. It's a lovely song, a sad song, an emigration song. It tells the story of a young man who goes off to America to start a new life from Kilkelly in County Mayo. Kilkelly is a village in County Mayo. And when he was away, his father used to write to him regularly to tell him, well, now that I think of it, it wasn't very regular. It was usually a year, or in some cases 5 years, but used to write to him from home to tell him all that was happening back in the village in Kilkelly. And in those days, 1860, around that era, not too many people could read and write in the rural areas of Ireland. So they used to get the priest or the schoolmaster to write their letters to their loved ones across the sea. And this is a true story, because the young man that went to America kept the letters, and his descendants found them afterwards when they were doing the family history thing. And this is a sad but lovely story. Now, there's a lovely line in this that always appeals to me, and it says, your mother says, don't work on the railroads, and perhaps you'll come home again soon. Isn't that wonderful poetry?
Kilkelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend, schoolmaster Pat McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England. The house is so empty and sad. The crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are going to be married in June. Mother says not to work on the railroad, be sure to come on home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 17, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children. May they grow healthy and strong. Michael has got in a wee bit of trouble. I suppose that he never will learn. Because of the dampness, there's no turf to speak of, and now we have nothing to burn. And Bridget is happy you named a child for her, although she's got six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind, or when you'll be coming home. Thank you. Ireland, 1880, dear Michael and John, my sons, I'm sorry to give you the very sad news that your dear old mother has gone. We buried her down at the church in Kilkelly. Brothers and Bridget were there. Have to worry, she died very quickly. Remember her in your prayers. And it's so good to hear that Michael's returning with money he's sure to buy land. For the crop has been poor and the people are selling at any price that they can. Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I suppose that I must be close on 80. It's 30 years since you're gone. Because of all of the money you sent me, I'm still living out of my own. Has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters are grown. And thank you for sending your family picture, your lovely young women and men. They say that you might even come for a visit. What joy to see you again. Ireland, 1892, my dear brother John. I'm sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that father passed on. He was living with Bridget. She says he was cheerful and healthy right down to the end. You should have seen him playing with the grandchildren of Pat McNamara, your friend. And we buried him alongside of mother down at the Kilkelly churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man, considering life is so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called for you at the end. Oh, why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd all love to see you again.
Now that song will haunt me for the rest of the day. I keep humming it around. I think I mentioned it before. I think they call it earworms or something disgusting like that. But that is a lovely song called Kilkelly by a group called Kilkelly. And it always moves me, that song. As I said about sounds Irish, the song doesn't have to be an Irish song, as long as it has some Irish connection. For instance, this is a good example. Here's a song that I do believe is an Edwardian or Victorian English music hall song, but it's sung for us by Frank McCaffrey himself from County Mayo. And he has a lovely Irish accent on this, but I don't think he's putting it on. It's telling us all about the story of, well, have a listen yourselves.
An old man was bidding his daughter goodbye. His roof she was leaving that day. "You're going to be married," he said with a sigh. "From the old home you're going away. I can't give you riches, it's true, but here is a gift I have treasured for you. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest hope will be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me." He said, "You must both go together in life and greet all your cares with a smile. Remember your mother and be a good wife. She was loving and true all the while. And darling, wherever you go, this keepsake will bring you good fortune, I know. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest hope will be, may it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me. May it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me."
Frank McCaffrey, who hails from a musical family himself there, and his interpretation, "If Those Lips Could Only Speak." Now, here is an icon in music, not only in Irish music, but music all over the world. This next artist, if you go into a aromatherapy session or to a relaxation session anywhere around the world, I guarantee that you'll hear this young Irish lady singing. Of course, I speak of Enya. And with a voice like hers, how can she keep from singing? And that's exactly what she's going to do for us. You know what? Just before I play it, I would like to hear Anne-Marie O'Riordan sing at this. I'd say she'd make a really good job of it. But in the meantime, here's Enya. How can I keep from singing?
My life goes on. Through all the storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging, since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep and spot.